hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Kelsey's making funny faces and body movements. Hello, everyone.
This is what it would look like if I was a chicken.
This is a podcast called Grey's Academy, where we talk about Grey's Anatomy. And we also spend time talking about how we hate each other through the majesty of love and friendship.
Yeah. Also on the break, I had a brownie and ice cream, and Carmen watched a bunch of Instagram reels. So we're really devolving.
You know what?
Things are crumbling.
I made a joke. I made a joke that I said, I'm going to post part one, but let's never, ever record another episode. Let's just leave it. And no one will ever know why.
And we'll just never, we'll just like ghost everything. We'll ghost the Discord. We'll ghost the Instagram account. Ghost the email.
I want you guys to know that if ever we did decide to end this podcast, we would do something dramatic like that.
That's
but
probably
we're not.
True.
We're not. Anyways, this is Grey's Academy. Welcome back. You have your two favorite hosts in the entire world. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey. This is part two.
Part
one. Right now, though, we're going to start with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland.
That was surreal.
Laugh so hard that you crack your back.
No.
I just cracked my back on that one. It was like a belly laugh that just, my
You're
spine
welcome.
Is a vertebrate. Vertebrate. Vertebrae.
You all right?
It's a bone.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to guess. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
I didn't tell you how many.
There's three. I'm guessing there's three.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Seven?
No.
How many are there? I'm done guessing how many are.
There's two.
Laurel?
No.
Damn it. I need you to pull up her IMDb, though, because I need to know where I know her from. Okay. Edward.
No.
Is it any of the med students?
Yes.
Kira.
Yes.
Fred.
No.
The other guy.
No.
What? Oh. It's only one. Sarah.
No.
Kyle.
No.
Brady.
No.
One of Sarah's parents.
Yes.
The dad.
Yes.
It's like a really shitty game of 20 questions.
Yeah,
where
I didn't
no
like
one...
it. There was no winner in that game.
Oh, goodness. All right. Tell me about Kira and the dad.
Amy Rossoff plays Kira. She was in one episode of Scandal and one episode of Private Practice. And Mark Fite. He played Jared Cassidy, and he was in one episode of Scandal. So good times. Did you watch 22 Jump Street?
Yeah, I even saw 23 Jump Street. She's the hot daughter from 22 Jump Street.
I was making a stupid joke,
but she's 50 Cent. No. Not 50 Cent.
She is Maya.
Yes. What's the dad's name? The actor?
I don't know. I have not seen those movies.
What?
I watched 21 Jump Street, the show.
Hold
with
on.
Johnny Depp.
Pause. Have you seen the movie Chocolat?
Yes, Johnny Depp? I have seen that.
I have not.
I don't know that you would like it.
Ice Cube.
Did
Am
you
I
watch
safe
the
to go
show
on
Greek?
To...
yeah, you can go on hers.
No, but her I saw it. Get him to the Greek.
Her name is Amber Stevens West.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, so let's see. 22 Jump Street, hot. Love it. I know. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, see, she was in a little bit of New Girl. Okay, okay. What else was she in? So we're getting to 2012. How I Met Your Mother. She was in an episode of How I Met Your Mother. Oh, she was in an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Aw. Spoilers. Yeah, so it was 22 Jump Street. That's where I recognize her from.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Back at it. Back at it.
Should we talk? Let's just talk about the pairings, and then should we talk about Christina? Because I feel like there's a lot to talk about with Christina.
Do you?
Yeah, because the Christina and Teddy storyline, like I'm including the Henry and the Teddy and the Christina all in like one
storyline. I was like, this is the first storyline, like this is the first episode of the entire season that is not that much to say about Christina. It's like, I mean, well, I'm thrilled she's back and I love it for her, but like there's not a lot in it with that.
She ended up, all of these notes ended up under Christina because she was the one who was like, in my mind, she was the one handling Henry. Mm-hmm. So, like, I kept going back and forth between Christina and Teddy. So, mm-hmm. I may be jumbled on my notes here, but. So, we get Fred Wilson, who's with Christina. Kira Donnelly, cold. Who's with Meredith. I'm not.
Sorry, Joyce.
Hudson. Hudson Power with April. Laura. Laurel Pinion. Pinion. Maybe my iPhone mixed up something with Alex. Edward Taylor with Jackson.
Who's your favorite?
Laurel.
No, who is your favorite character? Not your favorite to look at. God, you're such a man sometimes.
Yes. I really liked the Sarah storyline a lot. Makes me happy. They were able to.
No, but which med student? What's your favorite?
Can you fucking be? I just said Laurel and then you told me no.
Yeah. Because you only like her because she's pretty.
Okay, but I like Edward too.
Yes, that's what I was asking, for the love of dick.
Okay. Sheesh. Why are you so aggressive?
Because I'm sleepy.
Oh, you're one of those sleep aggressives. Sleep, aggressive, sleep, aggressive, sleep, aggressive, sleep, aggressive.
That was actually so funny. I was like in my poor little sad sleepy brain trying to make some kind of like progressive car insurance joke about sleeping. And I couldn't get there.
Why?
And then you just started doing that. I don't know
why.
What
does progressive have to do
with
this?
It sounds like aggressive.
It's so sleepy, a caveman can do it.
Stop. Stop.
Man.
Okay.
Aggressive. Sleep. Aggressive. So, but Don't be suspicious. How do people listen to us?
Probably on their phones, mostly.
You fucker.
Okay. We gotta do this. Okay. So everybody sucked except Alex, who also low-key kind of sucked because he was only being a good teacher because he wanted to have sex with her. If he had been paired with anybody else, he wouldn't have been a good teacher. And I found that to be annoying.
That Alex's little laugh at the end of the episode will live with me forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was very, very pleased with himself.
Yeah, that's funny. This is a funny episode. Okay, all right. Anyways, I just wanted to just make sure we called out all the pairings.
Okay.
That one dude, poor Hudson.
Fred.
Gets drawn, is freaking dumb.
Oh, that kid, yeah. Who was with April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Henry. I'm sorry, my brain is actively turning itself off. Okay. Henry is getting his surgery.
Carmen left.
Guys, I got too tired. Carmen just got up and left. Oh, stop with the fucking cactus. Please don't do this. This is not.
In it.
Thank God.
I was fully prepared.
I have mine right in there. I could go get, but I'm not going to. Okay, so Henry is getting his surgery. Weber's, he says, like, oh, I have insurance now. And Weber's like, oh, that's so great that your girlfriend wised up. So this is how he found out that Teddy married a patient to give him insurance.
That
and
was
he's
so
not
funny.
Thrilled about it.
No.
And Lexi is like, honestly, Weber, you should probably get with it and stop being such a boomer because, like, literally, it's not even a big deal.
Well, it's just funny how it happened because he's like, oh,
wife.
I married a doctor. I really married up, huh? That's my wife. As like, he's probably he doesn't know the dynamic of the hospital. How on earth would he think that this chief of surgery knows deeply and intimately? Well,
I'm sure he thinks that Weber knows Teddy.
Was there a point in the last episode or two where the three of them were in the room together?
No, I don't think so.
Because that would have been more funny, where she comes in, he's like, that's my wife.
No, because last episode was the one they got married.
Yeah, but two episodes before, didn't she introduce him to Weber and like, hey, can we just get him in the free clinic or something like that?
No, Weber's been his doctor the whole time.
That's
she saw
right.
him and was like, you can't yes. leave. She and Weber talked about him at length, but Weber didn't know that she married him because they were too busy saving all of the people from the college last episode.
Got it. That helps bring things together.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's my wife. Borat over
my
here.
Wife.
And so, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm
Should
really
we talk
sorry.
About that
I'm
scene
doing my best. Okay.
Where Fred and Christina are all looking at the tumor, and he's like, is that the tumor? And she's like, that's the gallbladder. And he's like, really?
Poor Fred.
Poor Fred.
He's doing his best, and it's not
you
very
know, he
good.
He has a PhD.
So does Christina.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I like that they paired them together because they probably have very similar personality types in some ways, like the type A, like top of the class kind of thing, competitive. It's like also you can learn that stuff all you want, but you don't necessarily know how you're going to react when you actually are standing over a sliced open body with all the organs around.
Yeah.
So yes. Also I feel like, I don't know if it was Discord or someone else, someone asked if they actually pull out all of your organs and put them in bowls when you have a C-section. And the answer is yes. Not all of them, but they pull out some of them because there's stuff in front of your uterus.
Yeah.
Like in between the top of your tummy and your uterus, there are other things that they have to move to make sure that nothing gets hurt or tangled up or whatever. So I don't remember where that, maybe that question was on Spotify. I'm not sure. Anyways,
I
it was somewhere.
Almost
someone asked me that question.
I know. When Jessica got her C-section, I was like, hey doc, can I look? And they go, we recommend that you don't. And I go, so can I? And he goes, no, we don't need a second patient in this room. And I go,
yeah,
that's fair.
I remember watching this video about, it was like just different couples talking about their birth stories. And one of them was a woman who had had a C-section and her husband had also been in the room with her. And he was like, oh, the doctor told me that he would give me the signal and that's when I could stand up and they would like be pulling the baby out so I could like see the baby like coming out for the first time. And he was like, and I thought that the doctor gave me the signal. And so I stood up and looked and it was just my wife's organs and bowls all around her. And I sat back down and my wife was like, is everything okay? And I wanted to say, no, it is not okay. But it was okay.
Yeah, that's funny. I like to think that I could watch that stuff and be okay, but I don't know. And you never know until you're physically in it.
That's what I think, because I don't feel like I would be bothered. But then I remember one time in high school, they had that thing where they have like a pig's lungs. And they're like, this is what it looks like when you smoke. Because they took like a dead pig and like pumped it full of tobacco smoke, I guess. I don't know how they got those lungs. They were pig's lungs, but they were supposed to represent a smoker.
They forced the pig to chain smoke for 13 years.
The pig was smoking 4 packs a day.
You will smoke this, you porker.
This was like in his little, like, a cigarette in his little, like, fingers.
And he's just got this terrible, oink, like, smoking. No, he'd be like, oik, oik. Or he's got, like, fucking... pig emphysema. It's not funny, but all pig I can think COP. Of is my head is going, oink, oink, oink. Fuck, I'm going to hell. Why are we doing this podcast? What is wrong with us?
This is not, we are not, this is, it's fine. Anyways, they showed us the lungs and they like inflated them and deflated
not
them
funny.
Times. And they were like, then my teacher looked at me and was like, why are you so pale? I was like, I'm just a very white person. I don't know what to tell you. And then they made me go outside because they thought I was going to pass out. So I guess I was affected by it. That's the moral of the story. Did you ever have to dissect anything or anything in high school?
Yeah, I think of high school. I don't think I remember a frog maybe.
Yeah, I never dissected. I think I just did like an owl pellet.
We did that. I think in like sixth grade or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Early on. Exactly.
Don't think.
Me neither.
I don't think, therefore I am not.
Literally.
I don't remember doing anything else. Did I tell you that I recently came across my high school transcript while I was going through all these files?
No. What files were you going through?
Delete when we had this issue. I was going through and I doom scrolled that night and I was like uploading all the files. But while I was waiting for them to upload to the Google Drive, I was going to my actual computer and deleting files.
Right.
And I found one of them that was just PDF. And I was like, okay, I need to look through all these because God forbid I need one of these unmarked PDF.
Right.
And it was my high school transcript. And Kelsey, I don't know what I thought I remembered about me in high school. I was so average. So.
What did you think you were?
Above average. In something.
Why did you think that?
I don't
Did know. You have a memory of you, like, getting awards?
Well, that's the thing. Or, like, I did get awards.
Getting into college?
I did get into college.
Right. But like, community you know, college. You know, no shame, but like, you know.
Yeah. I didn't send in a single college admission application. I just went to the
that
college.
That is wild to me.
I had a 2.58 GPA. I was
in the me out so much.
Average range, which is a C average for the record.
Are you saying that like it's good?
No, I'm saying okay. It's like I was surprised. And even the things that I thought I was really good at, like I had a couple A's, like science, I did well, like physics, A, other math things, statistics, A. But like,
I fucking love statistics.
Man, like anthropology, I got an F. And I remember.
They had anthropology in your high school?
Yeah, I don't know why I took it, but I took that class while I was going through in the thick of the divorce. I got a 14% in that class, okay? I was average on my ACT scores. I was average on my Prairie State test scores in every category.
What does Prairie State test score mean?
It's a test. It's an academic test.
There's so much that's happening right now.
And I was like, man, I almost didn't graduate.
Well, I'm glad you did. We're all proud of you that you stuck it out, even though there was like some shit going on in your life.
I could have been somebody.
I could have been a contender.
I blame my parents.
You probably should. It feels like I would it's be directly justified. Their fault. It, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, how did we get here? Okay, so yes, passing out in med
school. Fred passes out, yes, middle of the surgery.
But he's good, but Christina is being a bad teacher, which is not surprising. She was a bad teacher when she got interns. Of course, she's still a bad teacher. Like, it's just not surprising. But I like that Weber, like, sees her doing it and catches her and calls her on it. Oh, also, they mentioned that the race for chief resident is on.
Yeah, and April's like, wait, you've been... Weber said, I've been judging you or I've been grading you guys.
She says, how long have you been observing us? And he's like, since the day you started.
Bum,
mind
bum,
games bum. Abound.
Yes.
Good times.
Which is fair. I honestly did not catch Christina being a bad teacher. I thought she was being a good teacher. I totally read that the opposite. So I guess I'm wrong.
When did you think she was being a good teacher?
The scene where she said, Fred, come look at this organ situation.
That was like a million times after Weber had kept having to tell her to like not be a shitty teacher.
In my defense, my notes are all jumbled.
That's fine. That did happen. It was at the end of the episode. Like that's in the surgery when he passes out. So it's like closer to the end. Earlier, she like tells Henry that he's nobody, and Weber's like, dude, like, just introduce him.
The same scene where he botches the. She's like, we just need to wait for Weber to get
no,
here.
No, that's a different scene, but.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%
positive. Oh, you're right. That's the first scene.
Yeah. Yes, but then that happens, and she gets really mad at him. And then also, he like when he doesn't know how to read the MRI, which that one I will give him is not his fault. When he just doesn't shut the fuck up, that is his fault. But like not knowing, because Weber says like the first when you see it, it's all like reversed or whatever, like it's backwards, which is confusing. But Christina like walks him through the MRI, the scan. But then when they go back to the room and he can't shut up and then tells him that he's probably going to have his kidney removed. Like, come on, dude. Just don't do that. Just stop talking. Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
Henry's like, this guy, he's going to spill the beans. He looks like a bowl of sweat waiting to just fucking overflow.
Yeah. He looks like a fucking moron. What'd you see, friend?
My uncle had his kidney removed, too.
My what? You gonna take my kidney?
Just like they took her germs.
Don't.
That was a South Park reference.
Okay.
There's a South Park episode where they flash forward to the future, like 100 years, and at this point, it's like a time travel thing.
Yeah,
and people from the future come back to the present, but it's so far in the future that all the races and all of the languages have merged together into one. And everyone is so mad because they're taking the low paying jobs at like McDonald's. And they're like, they took our jobs.
OK,
anyways,
thank you.
That was what I was referencing.
I appreciate it. What were you talking about? Henry. So they are going to have to take out part of Henry's kidney because of where the tumor is. But then in the surgery, they also have to take out part of his pancreas. And now he's probably going to have diabetes. That's a big deal.
It is.
Diabetes, especially insulin dependent diabetic, is like a very large lifestyle change.
Yeah, we know. We know a few.
Shout out Gilly.
That is Tennessee Gilly for the record.
Yep, I've seen her 3 times in the past 3 days.
It's Wait, are we going to see her when we're there?
Nope, because she's going to Chicago for a wedding.
Okay. You know how many... There's two other people that are in Chicago when I'm in Tennessee.
I know. I saw Zoe, I think, was like, oh, I'll be in Chicago at the end of the month. And I was like, oh, they'll be in Tennessee at the end of the month. Or Spain. One or the other.
It was Anna and Janisha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait, Janisha's going to Chicago?
Yes.
Janisha, you live in Tennessee.
Well, she's going to be back. I think we should... We don't know if the schedules will happen, but just so you know, it's actively being conversed.
We're discussing our travel plans.
Truth.
Okay, so yes. So in the Henry situation, they have to go ask Teddy if they can like actually do whatever with the pancreas. And because she's his emergency contact, which I don't feel that they've ever shown this in other episodes. Maybe they have, and I'm just forgetting, but like seeing something and having to go ask the other person if it's okay to proceed. I don't know. Maybe they have shown it. I just feel like they do updates. They're like, oh, this has happened, so now we're going to do this. I don't feel like I've ever seen it in a way where it's like, is it okay? Except with a kid.
Well, that's because it didn't progress the storyline.
Right.
And give us Weber Plot. Shaming, you know, Teddy. Also, it's worth pointing out before the surgery, when they are talking to Henry, Weber's presenting him with the route, and Henry's like, I need to talk with my wife. I need to talk it over with my wife. I would really feel good if my wife was on board. And Weber's like, hey, Teddy.
No.
Do you Mrs. think with Burton? All my experience in the entire universe?
Mrs. Henry Burton.
Yes, Mrs. Henry Burton.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Weber, when he's sassy, is funny.
Yeah, I agree. And Bailey was also like, what's going on over here? And that's when Eli says, Dr. Bailey's dating a nurse. I mean, I will say another meta joke is Teddy calling out. She's like, this is inappropriate. Every fucking relationship in this hospital is inappropriate.
Yes!
And I was like, yes, thank you. Yes.
She says, Derek and Gray, other Gray and Mark, Hunt and Christina. It's all inappropriate.
Dr. Bailey's dating a nurse.
Yeah.
Taking full advantage.
Gosh, it's so funny.
It was very funny, and I liked it. This is a good
self-aware episode for the writers.
I agree. They're really calling it like it is. We love to see that. So let's see. Was there what else with Henry? So, oh, the moment at the end where Teddy goes in and like talks to him after the surgery, and she's like, this was just supposed to be about paperwork. You cannot be putting me down as your emergency contact. Like, I don't know anything about you. And he's like, I have no one. Because I'm chronically ill. So
insert.
You are like the only person that I know. You are my only contact.
Yeah, he goes, insert tragic backstory here.
So true. When yes, my mom, dead. His mom and dad died, what, 4 and 5 years ago or 5 and 6 years ago?
Yep.
Something like
yep.
that. And then it's like siblings are far away and like can't really handle him because they have their own stuff going on, and like he can't hold any friends because he's always moving jobs and no one ever knows him, and he's always taking sick leave from his jobs, and it's a sad thing. Like chronic illness, guys, is something that people really struggle with, and you don't make assumptions, because chchronic illness, invisible pain, like there's a lot of different things. Like you just never know what people are going through, so just don't be turds.
It's worth pointing out that just because someone doesn't look sick doesn't mean they aren't sick.
That's what I'm saying. Invisible illness.
What Kelsey's trying to say here
okay.
is don't judge a book. Oh.
Yes. So they have a nice moment of connection and, you know, they're still married. So now he has less pancreas. So far, marriage is going really good for them.
Less pancreas, less...
Kidney.
Kidney.
More insurance.
More insurance. Plus pros and cons.
There's the win. Anything else on the Henry Teddy thing?
Yes. I would like to say other things that I'm looking through my notes with. And it involves the end of the story with Christina and Fred. So.
Oh, yeah. I did like this moment.
So Christina goes outside. Fred's there.
He's
sad. That's the reveal. What?
He's sad.
Yeah.
He feels like a failure.
Big sad. That's where he's like, dude, I got this PhD and I can't get like this. This is hard. This is sad. Like, I'm number one in my class. Like, I know what's up. I'm a smart dude. And I know you think I'm an idiot. And Christina goes out of her way to give a shit. And she's like, these are the things I'm going to teach you. Like, blah, 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 whatever. And then he's like, oh, man, don't take that evaluation so personal when you get it. I take it all back. And that's when I think that's the reveal of, oh, there's an evaluation? What is happening?
Yeah.
So that.
And then Meredith is like, don't worry, they're just going to throw them away. And then whoever comes in and is like, let me publicly shame everybody.
By seriously.
Quoting all the things that people say is wrong with you.
Yeah. Because even Jackson's like, whoa, I'm worried. And Meredith's like, don't worry. This is all bullshit. And yeah, Weber walks in, kicks the door down and goes, surprise, motherfuckers. Here's your scores.
Meredith, too much personal drama. Christina, no emotions. Jackson, no empathy with other people. Only
place
putting
his
yourself
learning
first.
Ahead of mine. Yeah.
April. I don't
unwilling to delegate.
Says. Oh, that. Yeah, that does track, though.
And then they go, Karev is the only one who passed. And when Jackson goes, I hate that guy. That is just so funny.
Yes. And then the revealed later that Alex boned Laurel in the house.
Good for them, though, you know?
Yeah.
Good for both of them. Mm-hmm. There's more to this episode when we return from a message from our regional sponsors who hopefully... Don't
are nice.
Yes, that's what we want. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Yay.
The final scene, the final shot that we get of Christina is her at home eating cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt walks in and goes, how was your day? And she says, well, a med student screwed me. Would you like dinner? And it's just dry cereal out of a box. I'm disgusted at the both of them.
Hey, let people live their lives.
I also, so I'm sorry, guys. This may be a hot topic for some people. I'm not a fan of dry cereal. You got to have the milk in it.
You don't
got to have it in a bowl.
It's like, I know you've been poor, so I just don't know. Sometimes that's the way it be.
The poor.
You always had the milk budget.
I would, yeah. I had to go, I would have to scrimp and save to make sure I had the milk.
I don't mind. I think it's a good, like, handful for a snack, you know? Sometimes you just gotta, there's not enough snack and you just need something. You gotta be out the door.
That's a consistency thing for me. I don't like the consistency of dry cereal.
Carmen is really weird about food, guys. Like, not even, like, we're both foodies, but, like, just so many meals I've seen Carmen... just make a full plate and then immediately put the whole thing in the microwave.
It's temperature. Like consistencies and temperatures.
It's bizarre to me.
Did you see that all you can eat sushi I had the other day though?
I did.
Ooh, I was there for 2 hours.
Did you ask them to microwave it?
No, it's sushi, you nerd. Speaking of, what food are we getting when we're out to see you?
I don't know. We'll just, okay. I can't think of anything right now. I wasn't planning on eating while you were here.
Some dry fucking cereal.
Yes. Okay. What are you talking about?
Well, we finished the
Yeah, the evaluations are real good.
Yes. And then there's the lunch table scene, which I think we should talk about.
Oh, that was such a good scene.
So Christina and Meredith are sitting there at first. And Meredith is like, man, this peeing is so exhausting. And Christina goes, you think peeing is exhausting? Wait till you have a poop-covered gremlin sucking on your tits 24/7. And Meredith is like, why will it be poop-covered? That was, it's just like, that's the takeaway. She's like, why is it gotta be covered in poop, Christina? Dang.
You and poop jokes.
No, wait for Marlo. She's gonna have a lot of tootie butt jokes for you. Who's coming over tonight? Tootie butt. Who's your best friend? Tootie butt.
What do you want for dinner? Tootie butt.
She will
say what you
that.
Wish for. I'll feed you toots.
Pink eye.
Oh,
goodness.
Yeah, okay. What else do we need to talk about? Oh, we haven't talked shit about the kid.
Wait, yeah,
oh,
but
are
hold
you
on.
Not done? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Sarah yet. That scene, though, the lunch table scene, just really quick.
Oh, right.
So they're talking, and Lexi's like, well, what's up with Alex? Why is he teaching? And Jackson's like, it's obvious. Look at that girl. She's hot. And April says, don't be a pig, which is not fair because it's okay to appreciate attractiveness in all genders. For the
yes,
record.
But sometimes the phrasing could be nicer.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. When she goes, he's being unprofessional, and they go, no, the thong is unprofessional. That doesn't even look like it looks just it's a string connected to another string.
Yeah, that's what thongs are.
No. The thongs, there's usually a little bit more to the thong.
No, honey, there's not.
Mm,
I mean, usually. I'm not going to say usually one way or the other. There, what I mean to say is there are many, 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 many types of thongs.
That's fair. More than I think my brain can comprehend.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, she's got her thong hanging out of her pants, which does feel a bit unprofesh. So.
Yeah. But then the way that Jackson yells, damn it. All right.
Oh, Jackson.
Sarah Cassidy
has a rare disorder where she was born without cheekbones. So
it
a lot of her face.
It is called Treacher-Collins syndrome.
A lot of her face is more susceptible to injury, so she can't play any sports. Would that have made you sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not have been sad about it.
The sports?
The sports.
Okay, yeah, I mean all of it. The sports and the unfortunate.
No, just the sports would have not been a bummer for me. So she says that she's like always been a tomboy, but she hasn't been allowed to be a tomboy and she just wants to like live her life. And she, you know, her parents are hesitant to do the different surgery and she ultimately is able to convince them. And then I love the moment where they're like, you're too smart. And she's, it's 'cause all I could do is read.
Yeah.
But this story goes hand in hand with Arizona and Mark because Arizona does not even want to hear Mark out on an alternate option for like a less invasive surgery that will give her a quicker recovery time. And honestly, like not a good look for Arizona. Like just because she says things nicely, like she is nice when she says it, then like that doesn't mean you're being nice.
Yeah. To be fair, this is a moment where I really feel kindred spirits with Arizona because I've been told that I have a really nice way of telling people that I don't give a shit about their opinion. So I've needed to work
on
that.
Who told you that?
Well, they didn't use the word shit, but it's
feedback
that I've gotten
asking
in a professional setting.
Interesting.
In work. Yeah. I've gotten the feedback that I come across, even though it's nice, like it's my way or the highway. And I'm like, okay, I'll work on that perception, but you're wrong. And also...
Get out.
Listen. Also, it's my way or the highway. Yeah. So what I like about this arc, yes, to your point, she's like, no. She's like, no, Mark has this idea. It is experimental. They're coming at it from the exact same viewpoint. It's because of her age. So because of her age, we can be experimental from Mark. But Arizona's saying because of her age, we should be conservative. So I like that they're both coming at it from the same vantage point, but with different results. I think it's kind of cool. I don't love how they cornered Arizona and were like, let's give you a PowerPoint presentation.
Well, I don't really feel like they did. They just paged her and they were like, here's the fact. Like, my thing is, if you're a doctor and you're hesitant and like potentially, you know, you work with facts mostly, you would think, okay, well, if someone gives me all the facts and like, you know, maybe there's been like breakthroughs in the surgery since, you know, it was first started or whatever. And she won't even like watch the presentation.
Well, that's when Mark is like, you're a bad listener. Add that to the list.
She is. She's like, it's not even a like listening. It's about like valuing that someone has something else to say. Like, it's not, I don't like it. It's not a good look for her. And I like Arizona normally, so I don't know. It's annoying. For me.
Yeah. Well, she does have that arc where she does eventually come back and she's like, look, I understand that I can be a self-righteous bitch. Like, I'm here to listen. I'm here to talk this through. And it looks like they are, from what I gather, it's convinced her. She comes back. It's a united front. They go to the parents and like, let's do this. And then the parents are like, well, no, well, hold on. Whoa, what happened to the original thing?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's that scene where what you said, I'm a tomboy, but I can't be one. And they're like, well, but you're so good at reading and drawing and bowling.
And chess.
And chess. Also, bowling is a sport. Back off. Bowling is hard.
Lots of things that aren't sports are hard.
Well, I don't like the people who say that bowling or like cheerleading, those aren't sports. Shut up.
Yes, but I would also argue, no offense to bowlers, because the physics behind bowling is very difficult, but the athletics behind cheerleading is, I would say, more straining than the athletics behind bowling.
Yeah, yeah. But then there's, e-sports, electronic sports.
What about chess? What is chess?
I have a hard time with that one. Chess just feels like
it is a game. But like basketball's a game. So I don't know. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Regardless, like people work hard to be good at things. You know, they just work hard in different ways. And that's what matters.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sarah, they do the surgery and it's successful. So that is the good news.
And poor Hudson just got his head drawn over with permanent marker. Yeah.
Mark, come on now. I love you, but come on now. You don't need to be such a turd. Such a turd.
Yeah, and then at the end of the surgery, as we're led to believe that everything is okay, that's when they're talking and she's like, I'm sick and tired of like having to ask you. So like just tell me what I need to know. And he's like, you're a bailer, dude. You bail. You jump ship. You run away. You tap out when things get tough, dude. Like, you bail.
Commit to shit. And so Arizona does a little self-reflecting, and she tells Callie, like, you know, honestly, maybe it's because I moved around a lot, and, like, I never really had the chance to commit as a child, so, like, the concept wasn't, like, really instilled in me, but I don't know. Which is an interesting, like, reflection, you know, and maybe that is true. Maybe who knows? Not me. So, and that's when Callie says, well, good news, I'm pregnant with Mark's baby. So,
you still want to bail? Yeah.
So, yeah.
What a journey. And then we get.
Do you have any stray observations to make that we may have missed?
I think we'll circle back at the end, but let's talk about Kira and Meredith for a second.
Oh, right.
And Derek. Because at the end, also at one point, Kira goes, I'm so glad you're not one of those cold, dead inside surgeons. And Meredith is like, ha 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 ha. Yeah, that's funny. It's so funny. So Meredith has been running back and forth to to pee all day. And at one point in, I think it was in Brady's surgery, Kira's on her phone texting.
Yeah.
And she later on, Meredith gives her the business. Like, she's like, look, you had a chance to see something really, really awesome. You saw the surgery and you were texting on your phone. Like, you weren't even interested. And that's when Kira's like, well, how am I supposed to be so interested when, oh, it was like, she was like asking like how long until she was like able to leave. She's like, I know you don't want to be here. You're on your phone, blah, blah, blah. And that's when Kira claps back and she's like, you were running off to the bathroom all damn day. Like, I tried to connect with you. I talked about your husband. Like, I was really trying to connect with you, and you just didn't give a shit. You were running to your own personal stuff.
Yeah.
And it's fair on a perception level to be frustrated both sides. We don't know what's going on with other people. And that's why you want to give grace and empathy, like Weber is teaching us here. This is a teaching hospital. But at the end, so Meredith and Derek are talking. This is really funny. She's like, I stole all these pee sticks and peed on them because they're expensive. They are. $15 a pop for those things? Yeah.
They are expensive. Yeah, kind of on Kira's side. Like, I see she was definitely just trying to connect with Meredith. What the fuck, phone? But she also, like, I'm all about trying to connect with someone on a personal level, but she also doesn't, it doesn't seem like they don't show her also trying to connect about the work. They only show her trying to connect on a personal level. And I do think there needs to be more of a balance, but also she was texting, about the surgery, and she like seemed like she was genuinely excited to share it with her boyfriend. So maybe he's also like in the program. So I don't know. I feel
maybe it's Edward. That's the plot twist.
I feel like Meredith was not really like taking what she was offering as a teacher into consideration when she was getting mad.
Yeah. And then in that scene, she talks about being barren again. Mm-hmm. A barren thief is what she says. And then she's like, I used to be so hardcore. And that's when Derek's like, oh, are we talking about porn now? Let's do this.
Now I'm softcore. And he's like, what is happening?
Overall, I don't think I have any missed notes. Let me do a quick scanneroo. Quick scan. I do think it's interesting that Weber said that Christina is currently one of his top picks for chief resident.
Mm-hmm.
Which feels a little unfair because she's been gone for so long. But
we don't think she's been gone for so long. I think she's been gone a little while. Like, I would guess maybe a month she's been gone.
That was just one thing. If I had to guess,
it's hard to tell in time.
Right.
But that's fair. It's a fair assessment. But also, like, she is, we know that, like, who she is, we know she's a good doctor.
Yeah. When Bailey was talking in her speech to Teddy and she was like, Eli wrote a note and put it in a chart and anyone could have seen that. Inappropriate. Inappropriate. I would never do something that anyone else could see like that. Ever.
Did you? Did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
Also, you know what I don't get? Has Jess told you about her the situation in the family right now? Like, she kept you up to date.
Yeah.
Did she tell you about the dick pic situation?
Yes.
Who?
Just to clarify, this is not Carmen's dick that's being discussed.
No.
But we're not going to go into detail. This is an off-mic conversation.
We're not going to go into detail. But any of you guys listening out there, just don't send unsolicited dick pics. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't. All right. Let's rate it. Let's do a thing.
Okay. This is 3.8 for me. That's good. Wow. It's a good episode. It's got some stuff going on, you know, but like, it's just after so many fives and like so many great episodes, I'm like, it's good. It's fine. You know, it's better than average. And I know we get a big bomb drop at the end, but overall I'm like 3.8. It's setting stuff up.
I'm a little higher. I'm at a 4.2.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not top episode. Yeah, we get the bomb drop at the end.
Yeah.
But there really wasn't like medical drama.
Mm-hmm.
We got some new characters who don't exist past this.
Mm-hmm.
Little bit of a bummer. I always like new characters. But you know what? I'm realizing we didn't have any Stark in this episode, so that was
Thank
nice.
Thank God.
That was nice. So yeah, 4.2. I feel good with that. What were there any Discord questions?
Yes, we have some Discord questions from our Patreon. So if you would like to ask us questions, get on our Patreon. So we'll add you to our Discord server. Ethan said, how quickly did he call that Callie was pregnant with Mark's kid before the reveal at the end? You did not, which I love. I love that it was actually a true reveal for you.
Yeah, it was for sure a true reveal. I love that. Yeah.
He says, do you think, what do you think will happen with Meredith and Derek's family, like moving, like the family family building aspect for them?
I think that she's going to get pregnant, but it's going to be an interest. Like if you think about a family dynamic there. So, okay. Lexi and Mark, like just are together.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is Derek's best friend. Lexi is Meredith's sister. And now Mark is potentially the dad of Callie's baby that in theory will be being raised with Arizona. What a tangled web we weave.
We weave. We weave.
Je me flip flou.
So you didn't answer the question at all.
The question answer is Meredith will have a baby.
Okay. When?
Season 8, episode 9.
Okay. That was Ethan. Claudio asks Carmen, if he were one of the med students, what would you say about the residents in the episode? What would your evaluation look like?
I guess it depends on who I was getting teamed up with, because I feel like all of the med students hit the residents on the nail on the head, minus Alex, who is schmoozing. And it is interesting. What would Alex have been doing if he had Edward or Fred?
Yeah,
or
exactly. Hudson.
So I think I would probably write something along the lines of, yeah, they're mean. They're bullies.
No one cares about teaching.
Yeah.
A prediction on how Lexi will react to Callie being pregnant with Mark's baby.
You know what? Until this last question about the family dynamic where I put it together that I forgot that Lexi and Mark were together, I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely don't know. I don't even know how Mark is going to react.
Yeah, that was another question I was going to ask you for a prediction.
I don't. Because Mark's going to want to help raise it.
Mm-hmm.
So if Arizona doesn't stick around, it's going to be like a two-mom situation, maybe, with Mark raising the kid with Callie.
Wait, if Arizona doesn't stick around?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if Arizona's going to stick around. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know. This show is good. I don't understand what's happening. My prediction, here's an official prediction. Okay. Mark is going to be excited. Lexi is not going to be excited. However, it is different because Sloane was a full-grown adult.
Callie's a full-grown adult.
I'm talking the baby. Mark's daughter, Sloane.
Yeah.
It makes more sense for Lexi to be around a baby than
a child who's a full-grown adult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think Lexi can swallow that pill a little bit better. Also, they've gone through a lot. They're back together. I think that she's in a better space. Also, I think that Mark will talk through that more with Callie. I think they've grown. They've matured a little bit. And then Arizona, I don't want Arizona to bail. I want Arizona to stick around because this whole, like, this becomes like the community's kid. It's kind of like interesting. Mm-hmm. If it happens and, but you know, it could be a situation where like Meredith, where there was a miscarriage. So
what do you think this is going to mean for Callie in Arizona?
I think they're just going to raise that kid as theirs. I think I'm predicting that they just raise the kid as theirs.
But they get back together is
they're
what you're
gonna
predicting.
Get back to, yeah, they're going to get back together.
And then Mark is just also involved?
He's involved.
Okay.
As the biological father. But I don't... In the end, I don't think that he's going to be living as the dad. He's just going to be there as a support.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know the answer. And then Maddie wants your predictions on Teddy and Henry and your thoughts on their relationship and if Weber is correct.
I think Weber is correct. But I think the fact that Henry had to get married to someone to get insurance to save his life is bullshit. And I do not feel bad for insurance companies. Let me also tell you, I, over the last 2 years, have seen my car insurance premium double for our family. And I called the insurance companies, and they're like, it is the hardest, the worst time ever to get insurance policies. They're so expensive right now because companies are going bankrupt for coverage and claims. I do not care. Insurance companies can suck it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they're beating the system and pulling a fast one. I do agree with Weber, though. If you're going to get married, do it for someone that you love. Do not pull a Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock before they fall in love. And do it for the bad reasons. But my thoughts on their relationship are, I don't care for it. I don't care for that storyline, actually.
But what were your thoughts at the end when she was being nice to him? And he was like, that sucks.
What about the time where he said, let me trade you my insurance for a fucking fruit cup?
And she goes, that's disgusting. And he said, yeah, I wouldn't eat that if I was dying. And I was like,
which you are.
Bitch, you are.
Yeah. So I am hopeful. I don't think this is going to happen, but I'm hopeful that Teddy and Henry fall in love. And then he will die. And they will play Death Cab for Cutie, I Will Follow You Into the Dark in that scene.
Okay, why does he die?
Because he's
how, not why, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Why does he die?
Why is Gamora?
good one. Open the fucking door.
he's going to die because of the tumors.
All the tumors. Riddled with tumors.
A tumor.
When will he die?
That dude's got 3 more episodes on him. He's going to die by episode. He's toast. Episode 15. They can't keep him around for that long. No,
he's got to go to Washington.
He's got to go to. He's under. He's deep. He doesn't even really have tumors. He's so deep
he's
undercover.
He's running
B613.
You can't take command, he says to the tumors.
In the hole, they taught him how to grow fake tumors and cysts. He's regrowing his kidney and pancreas as we speak.
Are there any other predictions you need to make? Anything for Christina Nolan?
Yeah, you know, I'm good with them right now. They're fine. The serial scene, they're clearly in love. They're clearly doing fine.
And we talked about Eli and Bailey, Teddy and Henry, Lexi and Mark, Callie in Arizona. Yeah, nothing really going on with Alex, Jackson, and April. So, yeah.
April and Jackson are going to, they're going to do it.
Okay. When do you think that's going to happen?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Next episode.
Okay.
They're going to do it next episode. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Apologies for this episode. We know it was not our best work. We are very tired. We've had a lot going on personally this week, and it's just really gotten to us. And unfortunately, it is now after midnight on Friday, and we are doing our best. We are going to have one more episode we record, I think, before Carmen goes out of the country, so that we will maintain our schedule of being on schedule. We're going to figure it out. It's going to be great. But yeah, thank you guys so much. Just make sure you're following along on Instagram. We will post any schedule updates there if we have a delay or a push or anything like that. And you can also find our Patreon, Grey's Academy Pod, and Instagram, Grey's Academy Pod. You can email greysacademypod@gmail.com. And we're working on getting a website built out for you guys and hopefully some merch stuff. We're in the works as well. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're still sharing us and sharing us with new people, new friends and family and everything. And we really appreciate that. And remember, if you see Carmen walking down the street in Chicago or in Chattanooga or in Spain,
remember that there are no spoilies to be had. No spoileries. Do not ruin the show. But we do appreciate you all so much, and we will see you all in the next one.